This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. As lawmakers once again prepare to begin work on a new farm bill in 2024, farm bill priorities are being voiced by all parties. One area of the ag sector which could be a candidate for reform in the new farm bill could be the pesticide labeling process. We will hear more from Congressman Dan Newhouse next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I have been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
The EPA is responsible under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act for regulating pesticides. However, Congressman Dan Newhouse of Washington says that some states have gone beyond EPA's own stringent regulations.
Some states have begun to regulate pesticides in a manner counter to the decades of scientific guidance from the EPA.
Ag Appropriations member Newhouse says the uncertainty on EPA-approved science-based labels will erode access to critical pesticides.
It will threaten crops, grower incomes, conservation practices, public health, vital infrastructure, and ultimately raise food prices for families amidst record-high inflation.
Newhouse supports the Agricultural Label Uniformity Act to reaffirm pesticide label uniformity
and prevent state and local governments from adopting inconsistent labeling or packaging that disrupts access to these vital tools.
U.S. Representatives Dusty Johnson, Republican from South Dakota, and Jim Costa, Democrat from California, are co-sponsors of the bill. Newhouse concedes states have authority to regulate pesticides in their jurisdictions, but should not impose labeling requirements on top of or different than scientific findings of EPA. You can find this story and all of our daily news stories on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, which delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each and every day. You're listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.